Let's make something convincing up. Well, first of all, if I may go back to the previous question that one of the participants was asking about the delegates complaining about the quality. Something that we found about linguists using speech recognition was that linguists were complaining when the speech recognition tool they were using didn't cope well with correcting by voice errors that it had made. So that was something that actually we found, and that's why I'm quite curious to see what the results of using the Google API are, because with Google you can't actually correct. So you dictate, and your delivery better be good, because otherwise you have to correct it manually. Also, when you dictate, you actually have, so again, from the linguist point of view, you have the opportunity to dictate punctuation as well, which means that when it comes to the machine translation stage, a machine translation engine would take full sentences. Now, the WIPO colleagues will be able to share with us how accurate the automatic recognition of a big piece of sound is in terms of the punctuation and splitting it up into logical segments so that a machine translation engine copes better with it. So with that, I pass the ball to our WIPO colleagues.
Next question, perhaps, would it help if different organizations shared their translation memories with each other? I would maybe slightly rephrase the question by, would it help if we have particular training